world tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday, February 6th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, wish to silence the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to see us online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. On Twitter, BradleyDean1. Now, if you'd also like to be a part of the show today, please do. We love when you weigh in. My speaker here is a little messed up here, folks. Sorry about that. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. I'll give that number out twice per show outside of that. That's what we're rolling with right now. Again, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Right, Jake?
That's right.
Right, Jake?
That's right.
Right, Jake?
Right, Jake.
All right. Hey, by the way, it was Jake's birthday last week, folks, and this is the card I got from him. Hopefully you can hear this. Now, check this out. This is kind of a letdown, huh? And folks, what I did is I insulted Jake. I put a $5 bill in his card, and I said, go feed your family.
And we actually did it.
I bet you did, right down to the grocery store and a bag of carrots right on the money here.
It says on the front of it, your birthday gift is hidden in a top-secret surprise location. So when you open it, that's what you hear, and then at the end it says, kind of a letdown here. And it says, okay, let's do it again. So then you open it again, and you get to see your surprise, but your surprise is the card.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting?
Thank you for that birthday card.
You're welcome. Just a side note. I was reading same difference, I guess, in America, Civil War. We had something called a Civil War, which should have been called the War Against the Southern States. When the Southern states wanted to secede from the Union, how Abraham Lincoln, by force, made them come into the Union through oppressive measures. And it's interesting that when we were in Gettysburg just last week, a week and a half ago, in Pennsylvania, it was interesting that history is written by men who hung heroes. There's just no interesting. Whoever's got the money is going to write the history. And that's a bad on the American people to allow it. But as I'm reading that, I'm thinking about, you know, what I've been talking about over the last week. Romney this, Romney that. And now Newsweek, folks. See, what's happening is people are starting to catch up to the Sons of Liberty here. Even Newsweek now has a sword in his hand, and he's basically saying that he's going to conquer all. He's going to win everything. Why is the establishment behind Romney?
Because they're just like him.
Why were the American people deceived into thinking Abraham Lincoln was a righteous man when, in fact, he was not at all?
He could buy the covers of Time Life magazines.
I bet he could.
Newsweek.
And then pull, like, executive orders on the people and do whatever he wanted to. The difference between Abraham Lincoln and King George was a black beard.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
Yeah.
And so in saying that, I'm going back to Romney again, and you're seeing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And why is it? Because men don't study history.
That's right.
And when men don't know history, guess what happens? History repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is this. History is written by men who hung heroes. Abraham Lincoln was not a good man whatsoever. Wow. The deception.
That's a huge wow. You're
and right. What's taught in public books today. And what, furthermore, to up the ante again, is to go to the bookstores today or to magazine racks and see Romney up there. Well, folks, you know what I want to do is, you know, history is written by men who hung heroes, but how about it's time that we write history by rewriting history, by taking out the deception and putting in the truth before history repeats itself again through a man named Mitt Romney. Folks, Willard Romney is a dangerous, dangerous individual. And I'm going to exemplify that for you in just a couple minutes here. I just noticed just this week, I hope that was a good parallel. I think I'm trying to say the same thing. I hope people get that. But just this week, George Soros, the bad guy, the villain, the criminal in foreign countries, he's all, I don't know, for some reason, he's just welcome in America until he destroys that as well with his money. But he was asked with the elites, what's the difference between Obama and Romney? And guess what he said, folks? There was little difference between Romney and Obama. And then I went online and I'm starting to notice that people are starting to catch up to what we've been talking about over the last month. What don't we understand? Well, you look at his track record. And when you look at his record, you can see what these guys are about. The question I have for the people that are listening today to the Sons of Liberty, why is Romney supposedly the guy that's out in the front everywhere? Is it because he's got the money? Is that what's going on? Is Romney, Willard Romney, and his little packs he's got with his wealthy friends across the country, are they going to write the next decade's history? Are they going to do it as they hang men so they can write the history? Isn't that interesting? But, folks, when we come back, I'm going to play a couple pieces, one from George Soros, and another debate, Obama's dream debate. I'm going to play that for you as well. And then we're going to get into an important topic, because it's okay that we have different opinions, but not different principles, folks. I'm going to get into the principle of Mitt Romney's faith, the Mormon faith, and I'm going to exemplify a couple things through that and show you his doctrine so you can decide for yourself, is this an upright man? Is he a righteous man? Or is he way out in left field? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll come right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 833-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. That's how it works for everything that we do in ministry, Jake, is we follow up and make sure things go through. You should know that, right?
That's what I do every day.
Let's go over to Mr. George Soros, if he can understand what he has to say. I believe he was asked the question, what's the difference between Obama and Romney? And he said there's a little difference. Now, I do want to make this point. It's important. The difference between Obama and Romney is their faith. Obama has a little monkey in his pocket. This is not a joke. He can go online and check this out. I believe it's called the Monkey Man. You can check it out. He got that from a foreign god. I believe it's Hare Krishna, some form of god. Yeah, okay, she's looking it up right now just to verify it, but I'm right on the facts, hopefully. And aside of that, the difference between that little monkey man in his pocket and Romney, I think you're going to find very little difference. Maybe even Obama being a little bit more solidified than Romney. Sorry to say it, folks, but it might be a fact. But aside of that, let's listen to George Soros really quick when asked the question. Go ahead, Carrie.
You were a very early supporter of President Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. What report card do you give him now?
I think that I'm not the only one who's been slightly disappointed. I continue to support him, actually, in view of the alternative.
The Republicans or any particular Republican?
Well, look, either you'll have an extremist conservative, be it Gingrich or Santorum, in which case I think it would make a big difference which of the two comes in. If it's between Obama and Romney, there isn't all that much difference, except for the crowd that they bring with them.
That's right. Did you hear that, folks?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. By the way, the monkey man that's in Obama's pocket is a Hindu monkey god. And by the way, folks, I'm not kidding. That's a fact. You can go online, find it, Hindu monkey god, Obama's pocket. Check it out, and you can find that out for yourself. But you just heard from the devil himself. Well, pretty close. At least that's who his father is. George Soros said there was very little difference between Obama and Romney. And he said the only difference was the people that follow them or they bring with them. Well, if we look at Romney and we notice the difference, we got to keep in mind, as I said last week, Romney's an outspoken pro-lifer. Romney and his wife have been financial supporters of the pro-choice Planned Parenthood. It's not pro-choice, folks. It's pro-death Planned Parenthood that supports abortion clinics nationwide. He's been supporting them for years. When he ran for the Senate against Ted Kennedy in 1994, Romney supported full equity for gays and lesbians, a pledge that won him support from homosexual Republicans. Listen to that carefully, folks. Homosexual Republicans. 12 years later, when going up against John McCain, Republican Arizona, he's a sick politician, folks. For the Republican presidential nomination, Romney's record was clear on the subject. He became an opponent of gay marriage. In 1994, Romney had opposed the federal marriage amendment, but in 2007, he supported it. Why? Because he knew the people wouldn't tolerate it. He's becoming all things to the people so he can deceive the people to lead the way. Romney supported assault weapon bans on the Brady Bill, and as late as 2002 was in favor of gun confiscation laws in Massachusetts. You folks, you have to understand, this is a very dangerous individual. This isn't a game that we're playing that everything will be okay because we'll get our money back and he'll make the economy really good. Folks, what about the moral basis? What about the bedrock of morality? What about our rights that God gave us if he wants to just eradicate them at will because all of a sudden he doesn't agree with who we are constitutionally anymore? He's dangerous business, folks. In the case of illegal immigration, Romney has spoken both for and against, and so often that news commentators realized his drift was determined by the day's podium location. In other words, he tries to become whatever the people want him to be. He's tickling everybody's ears. And why is it? Because he doesn't know who he is. Now, this is Obama's dream debate. Right. This is great, folks. I just caught this. Again, people are catching up to what we've been telling you for a month. And why is that? It shouldn't surprise anybody. It's a prophetic ministry. That's why people are starting to catch up to what Romney's really about. And if you'd like to find this piece, you can go ahead and check it out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. I just posted it. Go ahead and play it, Kerry, for the people.
Mr. President, just how different are you from Governor Romney?
Now, let me be clear. I agree with Governor Romney on many things. For instance, abortion. He was pro-choice most of his adult life. So was I. But he changed his position when he became presidential candidate Romney.
Hold on.
Now, let's take guns. Now, Governor Romney and I, we were in complete agreement on gun control. Now, that is, until he changed his mind.
But I...
And on health care, well, I was so inspired by Romneycare that I nationalized it and called it Obamacare.
Whoa.
But now, presidential candidate Romney against the individual mandate and universal health care. I agreed with Governor Romney on many things. But this presidential candidate Romney, I don't even know the guy. Then again, he doesn't seem to know himself.
Oh, come on.
Governor Romney.
Giving our future is responsible for the
See, that's the danger of the whole situation with Mr. Romney here is he doesn't know himself, and people are making light of it through mockery, but the fact of the matter is there's a grain of truth in everything that these people are saying in their mockery.
I think two things to that point is that, number one, this is the guy who got beat last time that he had to drop out of the race by a guy who got beat so bad that it insulted the entire Republican Party, Mr. Kane. On one side, McCain, excuse me. Secondly, he also brings up a point when Mr. George Soros brings up, you know, there's no difference between the two except for who they bring with them. That should show us right away who runs this whole thing. It's the same guy, but he brings a different crowd. So it's the same message they're trying to sell to both crowds, to turn both crowds into one crowd, and that's the crowd that they want. Where we say at the beginning of every show, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. They want your brains in their head. They pick your candidate. But as you see, this is failing. The reason that's a dream debate is because it sets Obama up perfectly the way that you just heard that it did. I just saw recently that through the polls, as a matter of fact, every single candidate, and this goes back to what Rick Santorum said at the end of the debate, I believe it was in Florida, when he said, listen, you don't want either one of these candidates to step up against President Obama because he'll destroy
right.
them.
Yeah.
Because they're so wishy-washy, they haven't stood on any terms. And as a result, Santorum's being vindicated right now in a Rasmussen poll. He's the only one who can beat Obama in a vote.
What can Romney say
Nothing.
Against Obama? Folks, I want to say this, just for your candor again. Obama and Mitt Romney is what you get when you leave off the Bible. This is what you get.
That's right.
This is what you get when you leave off what the Bible commands you to do. You get a Mitt Romney, and you get an Obama. That's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, when you leave off the Bible, God said that to those that leave off God, he'll turn that nation into hell. Well, these are the two guys that are going to do the job if you let them in the office. And how do you know that you're to throw the chains of the Constitution on them to restrain them from violating laws against us if you don't know what the Word of God says?
That's right.
You just have to think things through, folks. John Major said a consensus politician is someone who does something that he doesn't believe is right because it keeps people quiet when he does it. That's great. Let me say that again. A consensus politician is someone who does something that he doesn't believe is right because it keeps people quiet when he does it. That's right.
For what purpose? And what makes anybody think a man who's flip-flopped as much as Mr. Romney has, including our president, too, by the way, he came in selling the conservative side of what
yes,
he was going to do.
All of it was.
The exact opposite.
The first day after his inauguration that he was in office, he began attacking the foundation of America.
Did he say that we are going to fundamentally transform the foundation of America? That's exactly what
he said.
He didn't come in saying, I'm going to appoint 225 homosexuals. I'm going to promote Planned Parenthood. I'm going to bully the states that are on the borders. He didn't say any of those things. Mitt Romney's saying the exact opposite. Oh, I'm for gun rights. Oh, I'm for pro-life now. I'm for all of these things. He's going to do the exact opposite when he gets in, because he's already done it. We have a track record.
If the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, folks, and we're talking about the fruit that has fallen from Romney's tree.
That's right. And I think, too, what at the end of the interview, and we didn't play it all with Mr. Soros, and folks, you can find it at the Sons of Liberty Facebook. You can watch the whole thing. Please do. I totally encourage you to. She asked Mr. Soros, because his hedge fund guys, this shows you the contradiction of what he's doing. He's making money on one side. Most of the people that work for Soros are conservative. They hate liberals because they hate to be taxed, and he even says it. She asks him point blank, are you one of the useful idiots that Lenin talks about? Because here you are supporting liberal and peoples like Obama that are stealing from the rich to give to the poor. He's doing that. He's literally telling you what this is about. This is about the destruction of America, its ideals, and who we are so that it can blend in to everybody else. Because let's face it, why did they keep, speaking of the Civil War in our first topic, why did they keep the slaves illiterate, unable to read, and uneducated?
I was just going there.
Because they would keep them slaves.
You can't lie to someone, Jake, that knows the truth.
Exactly.
And the problem is the American people that are falling for this, they don't know the truth, so they just think, oh, everything's going to be good. Mm-hmm. No. That's not true at all.
No. And it's not, and they think everything's going to be as good as the guy who's telling us that everything's going to be good. No, they play by a whole set of rules, different rules, folks.
Yeah, and let me say this on the other side of that spectrum. A good politician is quite as unthinkable as an honest burglar. And that's exactly what you're dealing with. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll come right back after this break. If you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail.
designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I've been telling you about Eat Foods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from Eat Foods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from Eat Foods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the Eat Foods meals are easy to prepare. 8, Eat Foods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just again, another rabbit trail here for you. Those that talk much of war seem to have never been in war.
Yep.
And the question I have for the people of my country, how many kids, young people, have died in Iraq, Afghanistan, and now the talk of a new war in Iran? Mm-hmm. You know, isn't it interesting to you, just a side note before we get to Romney's faith here, isn't it interesting how we have the Secretary of State going around calling for resignations from all these foreign countries? Why is that? I didn't know that that was her job, to tell people who can rule and who can't rule in foreign countries. How ridiculous.
I think it's part of her little lust for power that she's always had.
Well, no, I think it goes a lot further than that, because when one government's taken down, all of a sudden there's just an affiliation with the Muslim Brotherhood that they're put into power.
A new regime?
Wow. And you know what else is interesting about that is just recently the president of Iran, the American people might want to hear this, is calling for a new world order. Isn't that kind of weird to you folks that he's calling for a new world order, just like Obama was and just like the Pope was and just like George Bush said over 202 times from the presidential pulpit? Doesn't anybody think that that's kind of weird? Is this creating chaos to bring in a new order? Oh, boy, that sounds familiar. Is that weird? I don't know. You tell me, folks. Back to my point, isn't it interesting how those that have never been in war or served in war talk much of war, like Obama? It's like this. A politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country, but not his own.
That's right.
Isn't that true? Isn't that exactly
true? I had
to
double take that one.
A politician is a fellow who will lay down your life, folks, for his country, but he won't lay down his own. Wow. Alrighty then. Alrighty then.
You know, if you go to the Civil War, just to use it as an example.
We're all over the boards today.
Well, I'm trying to stay in line with, you know, we started out talking about the Civil War, now we're on this New World Order thing, and it's all about regimes. When they move in, they need to take absolute control. How do they do it? Maybe they do it through peace, maybe they do it through bread and a spectacle, maybe they do it by force. I mean, yeah. It just depends. They kind of gauge the people to figure out, okay, what tool can we use today? And I'm thinking of the Bible where it says, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? They've been doing this constantly forever. We just have to study history.
It's nothing new. That's right.
So when we started America, as an example, we started as a union. We had confederated states together, and we got together and we said, we're not going to be like the rest of the world. This is our government system. It's entirely different from anybody else. And we stayed out of intermingling with European affairs for a long time.
No alliance, said Thomas Jefferson.
Then Abraham Lincoln gets into power, and his southern states wanted to secede, the same way that the 13 colonies wanted to secede from British parliamentary control, or the British Crown, I should say more specifically. When they did that, what did the British king do? You can't do that. So he brought war against them. Now, this is just something interesting to note. The public schools in the South used to teach that the Civil War is a war of aggression. It was the Northern War of Aggression, where the North came because the South never attacked them. In a Civil War, you have to have one group of people trying to overthrow the government of another. Like in England, when you had Cromwell, he overthrew the Stuart King, which was right at that time because the Stuart King was attacking him. In our country, you didn't have that. So with this means of where somebody comes in to overtake another regime, you can see plain as day what's really going on. There's interests behind them that want to take over in the entirety of your nation. And folks, we are at that position where that is what leadership's doing. You have President Obama capitulating, or you have Secretary of State Hillary Clinton going over to Arab nations.
Yeah.
You had Bill Clinton going
over
to Chinese
nations.
And
what they do is they demonize them to the American people, but yet they had peace for 30 years prior to us getting there.
That's right.
Folks, in the people, you know, what's interesting was when I was in Israel, I remember some things went bad over in Israel. And I remember our guide told us they'll blame this on the Israelis in America. And when in fact it wasn't the Israeli people that did it at all. And that's exactly what happened. When we got back to America, we found out they blamed the Israeli people for what the foreigners were doing to the Israeli people. They were merely defending themselves, but they were,
they flipped it on its head.
Totally. They were acting as if they were the aggressors rather than they were the defenders. Mm-hmm. It's nothing new under the sun is really what it comes down to when we begin to continuously see this stuff over and over and over again. And the thing is that the American people weren't so stupefied by what they're doing. The question is, because I don't mean to insult anybody, but if people weren't so stupid, for a better way of saying it, then why do you tolerate it? That doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. For the sake of time, I got to get back to my point. Winston Churchill, you were talking about over in Britain. A politician needs the ability to foretell what is going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year. And to have the ability afterwards to explain why it didn't happen that way.
Wow. So he's got to play both cards.
Totally.
Get prepared for
totally.
Both.
Totally.
Whatever comes in the news, we need to be able to say this. If it doesn't happen, we can say this.
To Romney's faith. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4, 1-2, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and to doctrines of devils. And that's what it says in the Bible. Let's go over to the Mormon faith really quick. This is what Willard Romney believes. God was once a man who lived on another planet. Is that what the Bible tells us? No. As a matter of fact, in Galatians 1, 6 through 8, it says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, then that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now, folks, I don't know if you guys understand this, but there was a man named Joseph Smith who believed that an angel came to him and gave him new doctrine. And apparently, he forgot to read the end of the Bible, because what it says at the end of the Bible, it says, and if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He said that I will add the plagues, God said, if you add to or take away the books of prophecy. Joseph Smith tried his luck. At length, he was mobbed, burnt down in a barn. He was also a known adulterer who came forth with the Mormon faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Mormon faith teaches that God was once a man who lived on another planet. Is that what the Bible says? No.
Did he, like, jump
the
over
Son of
here?
Man came to earth incarnate, is what the Bible teaches us. The origin of Jesus Christ, the Mormons teach, Jesus was begotten by physical union of God and Mary. Wow, that's interesting to me. Since God is a body of flesh and bones, he really had literal sex with Mary. Folks, that's blasphemy. The product of this union was Jesus, part man and part God. And we believe Jesus was the firstborn in heavenly by heavenly Father and Mother who created his spirit and our spirits using our intelligences as a foundation of our spirits. Folks, this is weird stuff. Our intelligence were floating around in the universe and needed to be organized into spirits. Since he was the firstborn, and according to the book of Abraham, his intelligence was better than other intelligences out there. Huh. He is the most important spirit creation. It sounds stupid because it's not scripture, folks. It's not the mind of God. That's why there's no soundness in it at all. I go on. The Mormons believe when Jesus received his physical body by the union of God and Mary, his spirit was put into his body like our spirits were put into our bodies. His body was special, though, because his father was a god. The rest of us have only regular dads. Talking about the Mormon faith.
That reminds me of a man named Muhammad who said, you know, with my religion, God just inspired me, and here's my book, and he wrote his book out. Men, you can have as many wives as you want. You can kill people that you hate. I mean,
isn't namely your wives if they don't agree with you.
Isn't
yeah.
that politically convenient?
Kill the infidels. Sure.
Okay, so you go after their lusts instead of the redemptive qualities of what your God did for you.
And what are they doing throughout all of this false doctrine? They're doing away with God's what? Yeah. God's laws.
That's right.
See, that's how the enemy has to work, through lawlessness.
Put you on your own throne is what it'll do.
The Mormons believe truth is determined by their feelings. This is Mitt Romney, Willard Romney's faith. Wow, he's got to be an emotional mess. I mean, when you listen to this guy, he's an emotional mess.
With no fixed standards.
We believe, say the Mormons, we know the truth by our feelings. Huh. We do not rely on and we will be disregarded any facts that contradict what our feelings tell us is untrue. Wow. My feelings are contrary to the word almost constantly. Apparently, they don't know what Scripture says when they say that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, we also shall walk in the Spirit. I must decrease that he might increase. See, there's a cross that's preaching. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. Okay? I go on. The Mormon religion. If something feels bad, like someone tells us that Joseph Smith was a fraud, then we know that Smith must have been a prophet since falsehoods create bad feelings, and it feels bad when someone tells us that we have been duped. In other words, if we get a bad feeling, we are hearing bad things, which must be lies. We feel good when we read the Book of Mormon, therefore it is true. Genetic science, agriculture and animal studies are irrelevant since our feelings tell us it is a true book revealed by God, said Joseph Smith. This good feeling applies to all aspects of our lives. We determine if we should do something or know the truth of something if we have prayed about it and have good feelings about it. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Apparently, Mitt Romney omitted the Constitution.
He took an oath of office in Massachusetts?
Yeah, here, I'll give it to you. Massachusetts Constitution, I believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked, that being Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
But the punisher of the wicked brings bad feelings.
It does, apparently so. Saving our dead ancestors show we are the only Christian church, the Mormons believe.
I thought the Catholics did.
This is the faith of Mitt Romney. Well, you're attacking his faith. Yes, I am. I absolutely am. You want this man to rule over you folks? Or should I say, for all you theocrats out there, are you sure that you want this man to serve you? Remember, he's the guy that said that that's the church's job to establish the faith. Wow. They go on. We believe we have temples where we get the handshakes and passwords that allow us to become gods. We also baptize by proxy dead people so they too can become Mormons.
Wow.
This is the faith of Mitt Romney. But what did the mainstream media report? Oh, his faith has nothing to do with it. Oh, facts. Oh, folks. Oh, facts have everything to do with it. Oh, folks. Facts have everything to do with it. We'll be right back after this break. We're going to continue on with the Mormonism.
Oh, but I don't think it's normal. Bad feeling.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0 1-866-233-0747 or go online sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Talking about Willard Romney's faith. Some might say, don't attack his faith. Well, then why are you attacking the Muslim faith? Got you, didn't I, folks? Yeah, I did. You know, some might even say, why so many religions? Why are there so many religions out there? Let me tell you why. Because the Christian church didn't obey the command, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's why. Isn't it interesting? People will say, religion's the problem for everything. No, that's not true at all. Disobedient people are the problems that we have because they didn't obey the first commandment when he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's the problem. Well, others might say, well, we can just coexist. No, we can't coexist because it says in Judges 5:8 that there'll be war within the gates when other gods are inside. You can't coexist because some religions think it's okay to beat your wives and to kill them and call it an honor killing at any time that they so feel or desire. And then another religion might say, no, it's a peaceful religion. We don't want that. We can't tolerate that. No, that's why when foreign people come to our country, they abide by the Mosaic Constitution, which is laid, right, in the bedrock of the Declaration of Independence, right, where we derive our rights from our Creator.
Which is, by the way, why everybody in the world wants to come to America to receive of her blessings.
That's
because
right.
Because it's founded on
because of the greatness of who our Father is.
And the quality of them.
You know, it's interesting, folks. We're talking about the faith of the Mormons. And I just told Jake during the break, I said, this is really weird, confusing stuff. Well, it's meant to be. Because when people can't figure out or come to terms with what truth is, they just live accordingly.
Yep.
They live according to the way that the way they feel. They come up with that rather than walking by faith. Now what they say is we walk by our feelings and not by faith. Yet the Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. They say contrary to the meaning of what Scripture says. It's the hard thing. It's bearing the cross. One thing I'll say about the Mormons is they are constitutionalists to no end. And I will say that genealogy is a big, huge deal to the Mormons. As a matter of fact, if you want to know your genealogy, it'd be wise for you to go get it from them people. They're very adamant about that. Exacting.
That's right.
But outside of what their faith is derived from, folks, they don't know what their faith is derived from. Yeah. Here, let me give you another one. We believe that, the Mormons say, we believe that God was once a mortal man on another planet who progressed by living in obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel he had on his world. They got it completely backwards, folks. Then he died. God died, folks. He became a resurrected man and evolved to become a god. He is still married now. Some early leaders say he is a polygamist and created this world. Wow, isn't that interesting? We worship only the one true God, which is really one God among millions or billions or more, say the Mormons. We believe that we follow in God's footsteps by becoming perfect, and we too will become gods and goddesses, creating spirit children and peopling other worlds. Wow, and just think, Gingrich got whacked for saying he wanted to put a colony on one on the moon, which I probably wouldn't have went there as well. But, folks, this is weird stuff. And this to me, spells out, when you look at Mitt Romney, why that guy does not know where he's coming from, because the Mormons do not know where they're coming from, folks.
Where they'll stand.
The Bible says we're to stick to the gospel, to the word, the written word, like our forefathers did, not get away from that. This came about in the 1800s, folks.
Yeah.
What, all of a sudden God changed his mind from 6,000 years ago to today? It's baloney. And it's deception. That's all it is. Noah Webster said, when you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public offices, let it be impressed upon your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers, just men who will rule in the fear of God. The preservation of our government depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted, like their doctrine. Laws will be made not for the public good so much as for selfish or local purposes. Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. The public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men, and the rights of citizens will be violated or disregarded. What is the whole pith and marrow, the whole essence of Willard Romney, but what Noah Webster warned us to stay away from? That very thing. And how we can just go ahead and bypass that one and just say, oh, Willard's our man. No, folks, Willard's not our man. This man is only thinking of the next election. He's not thinking of the next generation. This man is a self-destructive individual. I don't care if he makes all the money in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's gained the world and yet loses his own soul, along with millions behind him because he didn't care about men. He cared about money. If he cared about the principles, then he better go back to morals. Because if he doesn't go back to morals, he's not going to go back to the Bible. And if he doesn't go back to the Bible, you're going to deal with one confused individual. And that's exactly what we have in Mitt Romney.
And it's going to be no different than the
he's not worthy
that we're
to serve
with right now. It's going to be no different than those because the foundation is so extremely different. And this exemplifies what you just wrote. I doubt he even knows half of the stuff that's in here. But that's what's so sick about it. He claims to lay hold upon the faith of the Mormon religion, but yet he doesn't know what's involved with it. He won't claim any ownership of it. What makes you think, when it gets down to it, when he serves as the executive officer of our country, that this man is not going to shift left and right and wherever he possibly can? That's not leadership.
No.
And it's not what we need. And what ultimately leadership is not that he's built businesses and made them successful. Then let him stay in the private
enterprises.
That's
his claim to fame, though.
It is, and it means nothing for us. That's not the purpose of our government. It's to make us anything. It's to protect us and to uphold laws and say, I will not move. See, an executive has the power to veto. That power to veto means, I will not move. I will not accept this on my country. You don't have that power in this man. And you don't have that power in the president that we have right now. You're merely exchanging different paint jobs and different parties. That's all you're doing if you accept either one of them. And we've heard it right out of the devil's own mouth, George Soros. Yes. I mean, if we can't hear it from him, it reminds me again, if you go back, the reason why you don't know the Civil War, and I'm not going to jump to that topic, the reason why you don't know is because we have something called national education. Education went down to the South, and they reconstructed, and they brainwashed the South. They gave them new textbooks.
Okay, we're talking about Romney.
Exactly.
Make your point.
But that's what's happening right now in our country. You come in, and you can infiltrate the education through media and a variety of different sources. Next thing you're thinking, wow, this really isn't so bad. You don't buy that, though, folks. You can't buy that.
Really what Romney's doing here is he's pimping the United States. He's holding up his money saying, hey, look what I can give you. Mm-hmm. He's acting as a pimp is what he's doing.
And actually, he's being used by the pimp. I wouldn't even say he's the pimp. I'd say he's the prostitute that says, hey, America, give me what you got. The pimp's behind him saying, hey, here's your option. This is what we're going to give you. We're going to pimp you, Romney, because we know it's all about lust and economics. So here's our prostitute, Mitt Romney. We're going to put him out there and we're going to sell him to the American people
but that
and see
does
if they'll
not,
do business.
That does not exemplify him from responsibility by acting according to the pimp.
Neither does
it's
the prostitute.
Like, it's, just
That's
like
right.
our, it's just like our politicians. Mm-hmm. They are not exempt from responsibility of the consequences of the laws that they break because someone is paying them to do what they're
That's
doing.
Right.
They are an accomplice to the
That's
crime.
Right. And neither does it exempt the person who takes on the prostitute, if you will, since we're using this analogy, from their responsibility. Folks, don't do business with him. This man will drop off because there's nothing behind him except for his dollars right now anyway.
Even if he was to get to the position of being the candidate for the Republican Party, folks, which there's no difference between the left and the right, there isn't, because the right, in their deception, thinks that they still rule the roost when in fact they don't rule nothing. They're only being deceived. Let me ask you the question, who's winning the game? The left is, and why are they doing it? Because the right still thinks everything's okay through their deception, when in fact the left's laughing at the right. And let me say this, there would be no left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. Now, folks, we were talking about Mitt Romney and his false doctrine, what he believes, what he's going to throw on folks. He doesn't know what he believes, and I'll tell you why, because Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon religion, didn't know what he believed. He was just merely trying to create another religion so he could have followers.
That's right.
And he's got enough foolish people out there. Guess what they're doing, folks? They're following him, and he's got a bunch of confused people that are trying to figure out where they put their feet down on the ground. And when do they find out when I'm telling them the truth? Most times after it's too late. Listen to what Noah Webster said. He said, if our government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect, listen carefully, the divine commandment, and elect bad men to administer the laws.
That's right.
He said, I go on, Noah Webster, our citizens should early understand that genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion. That's who we are.
No shame
and
about
by
that.
The way, just go to Washington, D.C., go to a civil building, and you'll see that what I say stands true.
Isn't that the truth? It's to administer laws. That is the purpose of this office, folks. Don't get sidetracked and deterred to think that something is going to be added to you. It's to administer laws, which proves the point. We need somebody with backbone, moral backbone, that knows what law is and will protect you with that law.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's no other, or there's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to jump online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to jump on my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, or follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1.
And you want to check the TSA column that just came out, Facebook.
It's creepy. Real creepy.
But very informative and necessary.